You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Let's take a look at some of the entertainment options in store for the week ahead. And we're going to start, as usual, with a podcast recommendation from my producer, Rafiq Wahid.
Today's podcast recommendation is a series that's focused on helping you lead a healthier life. Azania Mosaka hosts Discover Healthier, a podcast series that shares inspirational people's stories and brings you insights from experts who help you to discover healthier ways of living. Topics include understanding certain health conditions and the latest technologies and innovations in health science. And with yesterday marking the start of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, Azania and her guests even have an episode dedicated to this serious topic.
Let me kick off with, Lindsay, what are some of the contributing factors to gender-based violence in our country? And how has this pandemic, in fact, fueled these factors?
I would say one of the big ones is really just the power imbalances that we see existing within a patriarchal system. You see systems that both kind of socially and politically where men hold the majority of power, they're treated superior to women, and these lead to perceived norms around sexual entitlement as well. So I'd say that's a big contributing factor, as well as really just levels of substance abuse and just the intergenerational nature of trauma and violence. So we know that research tells us that children who witness violence in the home are either more likely to become perpetrators of violence or victims of violence as adults.
All 36 episodes of the Discover Healthier podcast can be found on www.discovery.co.za or wherever you usually listen to your favorite podcasts. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much to producer Rafiq Wahid. Next, we're off to the movies, and our Eyewitness News reporter Chanel September has the latest releases.
Our first film pick for the week is a local one starring funny man Riyad Musa. New material sees the comedian reprise his role as an aspiring stand-up comedian in Johannesburg. He, however, yearns to spread his wings and expand his repertoire. New material is the highly anticipated sequel to the 2012 smash hit Material. Joey Rustin and Skulk Besaidenhout also star in the film. Craig Freeman is in the director's chair.
Please welcome onto stage, Cassie!
Since I've become better known, everybody wants to take pictures with me.
Just give me 1 minute, yeah?
They always give the Indian aunties the cell phone camera.
No, it's going on WhatsApp.
And she's the least qualified to actually use the cell phone camera.
New material promises to be hilarious, so you can expect loads of laughs. I believe the film couldn't have come at a better time, as many of us may need a chuckle or two.
When I looked at his cabin, I could see his clothes were still in there. His bag was still in there. We continue to interview everybody who has come into contact with your son.
Another film to watch is My Son. The mystery thriller stars Claire Foy and Gary Lewis. My Son tells the story of a man who receives a dreaded call that his 7-year-old son went missing from a campsite and time is ticking to track him down.
I understand that you've been traveling a great deal. You've been in Libya, Iraq.
Do you have reason to believe that it's because of what I do that Ethan is missing?
Now, Mr. Murray, I have to tell you that we are investigating every hypothesis.
For movie buffs, Cinema Nouveau will be showcasing a buzzworthy film festival featuring 7 films, which are possible frontrunners for the Oscars. You can expect to watch movies like House of Gucci, King Richard, The French Dispatch, and Spencer. It starts today at Steakhenny Hall, Somerset, and Blue Roots. Visit steakhennyhall.com to book.
Enjoy the castle? Magical.
Well, that's up for sale.
And on Netflix, you can stream the film Castle for Christmas, starring Brooke Shields and Lee Ross. In the film, we're introduced to an American author who travels to Scotland to escape a scandal. While there, she ends up falling in love with the castle, but must also face off with the ill-tempered Duke who owns it. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thank you so much, Chanel September from the Eyewitness News team.
Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Let's take a look at what's happening on the small screen. And it's always a pleasure to welcome to the show Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. Craig, hope you're well.
All good, Pippa. How
so
are you
sorry. I have Friday brain, I must confess, Craig. I'm watching the clock and hoping I can make it through the next 9 minutes. Craig, before we take a look at the shows that are coming this week, we've got news on shows that are coming in the not too distant future. We heard from our listener Jenny during the week asking how long until we get to see the Game of Thrones prequel. We're actually able to give Jenny a quite informed answer today, aren't we?
Absolutely. So it's actually not going to be too long. So we heard this week that Mnet has acquired the rights to the spin-off series House of the Dragon. Yeah. It's going to air, I think, later in 2022, because it's a massive production. They've been filming, the trailer's been out. You know, we've also got great news that Mnet has snapped up the rights to the Sex and the City sequel, which is called And Just Like That. It's going to be starting in December, coming on the 13th of December. That's a Monday evening with a double bill.
Cool.
Really exciting news for fans.
Okay, so that one's just around the corner. And Jenny, trust me, you will hear it from me the minute there is a confirmation of an airing date for Game of Thrones, the House of Dragons prequel. We will tell you, but the good news is that the rights are at least secured for sometime next year. Craig, the other good news that I saw this week was that Outlander Season 6 has a start date. It's going to premiere on the 6th of March on Stars. I think we normally get it on DSTV here, don't we? Do you have any idea what sort of delay we're likely to expect?
You know, it's difficult with that show because it's an international one. It's so popular and there's so many streaming rights. I think we're looking about July, August. I think that's when it normally does air in South Africa.
Okay.
But again, you know, really, really exciting news. It's just a matter of the paperwork being done.
Good news indeed. And again, we'll keep you posted on that one. And then at the start of the show, I read out a question from our listener, Simon, who was wanting to know what streaming services people are watching. And I made the comment, I'm watching almost exclusively Netflix and Showmax these days. Very little DSTV. Just haven't found the time to have a proper explore of BritBox. Those ones have been coming up quite regularly in your comments on the WhatsApp line. Let me give you one or two here. Nicholas saying, I currently watch Netflix, BritBox and Amazon Prime. There are so many shows on a streaming service, it's easy to forget the other subscription services. I've been watching BritBox for 2 weeks straight, only to find so many new releases of current and new shows waiting for me on Netflix and Amazon Prime. It takes a lot of time management, is Nicholas's comment. Craig, are there any others you would add to that list? Obviously, Netflix, Showmax, BritBox, and Amazon Prime we talk about regularly when you're picking out highlights. Are there any other legal streaming services that you would like to flag for South African viewers?
More than you'd actually care to know about.
Really?
You know, there's ETV's EVOD, there's Viu, there's Apple Plus TV, Acorn TV, DEOD, even YouTube is, it's got a subscription service that you can subscribe to and stream. You know, the biggest problem is that there are just so many that even I get overwhelmed looking at the list. And that's the legal stuff. So, you know, the illegal pirating is 10 times worse. You know, there's a lot of fly-by-nights also that people sort of get conned into, and some really start strong and disappear, like Celsi Black.
Okay.
Now, that was here, a huge fanfare and disappeared. But pretty much Netflix, Showmax, BritBox, Amazon Prime and Apple TV are the biggest of the big at the moment.
Okay, so Simon, that's somewhere for you to start if you're looking for direction. Okay, let's quickly take a look at what is coming in the week ahead. Craig, on the terrestrial side, let's start on free-to-air. ETV viewers are getting some good old Skorpskitten Donner with SWAT.
Yeah, it's the reboot of the original 70s series and the movie with Samuel L. Jackson. Season 1 is starting on Monday, the 29th of November on ETV. That's DSTV 194 at 8:30 in the evening. Shamar Moore, who fans know as Malcolm Winters in Young and the Restless, he plays Hondo, an ex-Marine turned SWAT cop who's handed the head job when his mentor makes a very big mistake. You know, like you said, it's really fun, skitscop and donna. And you don't need to know anything about the original series or the movie because it's self-contained.
Okay, so you'll find SWAT Monday evening on ETV at 8:30. Over on DSTV, there is a new season of Unforgettable coming, Craig.
Yeah, season 4 is the final season. It's starting tonight on Universal TV. That's DSTV 117 at 8. It's a brilliant crime drama cop show about this detective who uses her photographic memory to help the NYPD major crimes unit catch their most wanted criminals. You know, this season's going to see Carrie and her partner Dylan Walsh from Nip Tuck escort an eccentric star witness to Miami.
Unforgettable Season 4 starts tonight on Channel 117 at 8 o'clock. I think everybody needs a good laugh after the news overnight, Craig. So there's a comedy pick for us on Mnet tonight.
Yes, it's called Cinema Toast. Season 1 is starting on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 11. It is a bit on the late side. You know, it's a satire series. If you think of something like Celebrity Deathmatch from the late 90s, they take iconic film footage, iconic news reels, and that sort of thing, and they add hilarious voiceovers to create an entirely new, ridiculous scenarios.
Okay, if you need a good laugh, check out Mnet tonight at 11 p.m. for the new series, Cinema Toast. Let's take one pick for the non-fiction fans before we move over to streaming. Craig, what would you recommend?
I'm going to go with Hitler's Disastrous Desert War. It's a special that's airing on Tuesday, the 30th of November, on National Geographic. That's DSTV 181 at 9 in the evening. It takes archive footage and expert analysis, and it reveals how British and Australian troops were able to defeat Hitler's favorite General Rommel in the North African desert and send the Nazi troops basically running back with their tails between their legs.
Okay, that sounds interesting for the history buffs. Hitler's Disastrous Desert War is airing on Tuesday night on Channel 181 at 9 o'clock. With one eye on the clock, let's hop over to the streaming services. Craig, what's your pick of the week on Showmax?
Gossip Girl XOXO. It's season one drama series. It's a reboot of the original series. You know, some of the original stars may make appearances.
Okay.
It follows the sinning ways of students in New York's most elite schools, with Kristen Bell voicing Gossip Girl. You don't ever see her, you just hear her.
Okay.
And also, if you want to watch or rewatch the original series first, the entire Gossip Girl series is on Netflix as well.
Okay, and then I know our listeners love a good period drama. There's a new one also coming on Showmax this week.
Yes, it's called Little Birds, season one, like you said, period drama. It's based on Nayan Nin's collection of erotic short stories of the same name from 1979. It's set in 1955's Tangier. You know, it's one of the last outposts of colonial decadence in the world. And it follows this heiress who's seeking to break free from society's constraints, and she's going to be starting by getting rid of her unloving husband.
Oh, okay, that one sounds interesting. Little Birds, also available on Showmax. Very quickly, Craig, your pick of the week on Netflix this week?
Selling Sunset. It's a reality series. You can watch seasons 1 through to the brand new season 4. The Oppenheim group, no link to the Diamond family, return to their best with 7 amazing estate agents, all women who are selling the biggest and best in LA. You know, it's for people who are spending 10-figure cash on their homes. It's dominated Twitter overnight this week, and that kind of buzz means it's going to be a really fun, entertaining season.
You know what? Since all the way back in the days of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Craig, we've loved peering into how the other half lives. So there we go. That's the new version, Selling Sunset on Netflix. We have to leave it there, Craig. As always, thank you so much for your suggestions, and we'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Keep well. Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And if you want more entertainment news, look out for the latest copy, which is in stores now. On Monday's edition of Lunch with Pippa Hudson, we chat to a Sudanese model turned filmmaker who is shining a light on women's stories. We celebrate the love and flavor of an Italian kitchen and chat to the Women's Legal Center for a view on how the law is helping or hindering survivors of violence. That's all coming up on Monday, but there is a weekend to be enjoyed in between, some grim weather as well, so do keep yourself safe through all of that, but I hope it is a safe and relaxing one for you and your loved ones. We all look forward to chatting to you again on Monday.